You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 1.
How do you act? What is the mood when there's a chance to win a championship? What do you do? Do you take calls?
No.
I don't see that happening today because we're loaded. We got a lot of great
people. You take calls tomorrow.
Tomorrow, if they win.
If. We got to be careful.
There's a lot of cart before the horse going on, man. People are excited.
I think you take callers, you see what they think of Kawhi. Will he stay? How good of a job Masai's done?
Yeah, but the job isn't done yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get through tonight.
Yeah.
If not tonight, Thursday night.
Three opportunities.
Thursday night, Sunday
Three
night.
Opportunities to win one right. game. That's and the way you have to look at it.
John Wick is walking through the doors tonight.
Apparently.
Kevin Durant's playing.
John Wick is. We talked about him, and I saw him. By the way he walked into the building, I'm thinking, okay, you can go ahead and play, but can you walk faster than that, or do...
Did he didn't walk in like the Ultimate Warrior.
No, he wasn't running in like the Warrior.
If he comes running on the court tonight the Ultimate Warrior...
I would support it. I would salute it.
But we have the Warrior tunes.
Yeah, we'll play it all afternoon. You don't need to play it yet.
Yeah.
But
we don't want it.
Yeah, no,
we want it.
We want it because we played it all day Friday, and the Raptors went into Oracle and spanked them.
Okay, but there you go. So play it Friday.
But we don't want it pertaining to him.
No, exactly. And
why did we play it Friday, though? Like, why did we...
I don't remember why it came up. Honestly, but
we don't want it to be Durant running out there.
It's not. If we play the Ultimate Warrior theme song, it has nothing to do with Kevin Durant. It has everything to do.
His name's John Wick now.
John Wick playing
tonight. He's a hired man, and he just does things that we don't want.
Well, let's see. Guys haven't played basketball in weeks.
Yeah, over a month.
Okay, so you know, super talented player, arguably the best player on the court if he's at the top of his game. No guarantee that he'd be at the top of his game unless
he's
practicing.
Special, though, man. We talked about it last week. Sidney Crosby would take months off. Concussion.
Okay.
Two practices. There you go. Two goals, two assists, blah, blah.
I get it. But then let's have positive Monday here because let's see what the Raps defense do. That's what I would say because Steph's a special player. Clay's a special player. Now the rest of their, like Boogie Cousins, he might as well wore a Raptors jersey the other night.
Yeah, game three and game four were
terrible.
Not kind to him.
Terrible. But the special players were still on the court.
They were there.
The Raps
Friday
did a
night.
Good job.
They were there. They've been there. Clay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, they've all been there. And this is where I wonder about whether or not those guys are already defeated. Like if they've all, because man, was that a scene on Friday night. Like, that's Oracle Arena, where the Raptors went in and choked out the champs two straight games. Yeah. And, like, people were leaving. That building is going to be demolished when this is all over.
I love the I don't know who the director picks what shots, but it's like 5 minutes left, people walking out.
See you later.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I loved it.
I think it's embarrassing.
It was like that was the King Daddy Topper shot. It's like everybody leaving the building. Thank you.
Right.
I actually felt ease because I'm like, can they come back?
No, when people leave, you know
game
it's
is over.
That's right.
And the only people left were Raptor fans at the end of the night, and they stuck around, and they were chanting, and they were singing O Canada. And again, Oracle has been the home to the greatest NBA moments of the last 5 years. Like when LeBron actually beat him, when the Cavs beat him, it was at Oracle Game 7. So for that to play out the way it did on Friday night, I still feel confident, even with Kevin Durant coming back. And here's more so why I feel confident. I don't think the Raptors are going to flinch. You think Kawhi Leonard even knows his first name? I don't. I don't even think he knows his first name. You think Kawhi Leonard's sitting there saying, oh, I'm in trouble tonight. I got to guard Kevin Durant. I don't think so at all. Doesn't mean that Durant won't show up and play and perform. Doesn't mean he can't or won't have an effect on the game. But I don't think the heartbeat of the Raptors is going at a rapid pace now because John Wick is rolling through those doors.
What,
I really don't.
What they have to do is just do what they've been doing. They can't be reading. The excitement should be left for the business side and the fans. They've got to just drive down the tunnel and play basketball.
It seems like they had that Warrior-type momentum. Like, the last game they played, where in times past, it was the opposition where Golden State would just crush you. But it's like, They've got the magic right now. They get down 10, they get down 12. It's all of a sudden they roar back. They just take control and they win the game. It's like this is the team now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're the ones that come back and they're going to have the magic run. They get it done. They win the game.
It doesn't make any sense for a Toronto sports team to have this type of confidence.
No,
this type of.
But they got it. So believe in it.
They have it. Like, and again, Kevin Durant coming back tonight. I'm not throwing any shade at who he is or what he represents. He's an all-time great player. Kawhi Leonard is the best player on the court tonight. Even if Durant is somehow at 100%, which I don't believe for a second he is,
right.
I'm still taking Kawhi the way Kawhi's been playing. Like, you look at these numbers. The Bleacher Report tweeted this out over the weekend. Kawhi Leonard in the 2019 playoffs, leading the NBA in minutes, in points, with over 100 points more than anybody else. Rebounds, steals, field goals, and free throws. This guy is putting on a clinic that is unparalleled. And I don't think it stops tonight because Kevin Durant or John Wick roll through those doors tonight. And I'd be curious to find out what's going on behind the scenes with Golden State. Like, if this is a pressure play, if this is Steph and Draymond and Clay getting to him and saying, dude, I know you're not 100%. You've got to play.
Well, even
and if
himself,
so, how does that affect him tonight?
But even himself going, like, I may be in the minority of this, but I thought that he was close to playing all along, but they were like, we're good without you. And now their back's up again. I think they thought that they were going to win.
Don't you think it was
2-2.
A situation we get into a real jam, like, play?
Yeah, but they were in a real jam after game 3.
You're right.
It's like a real jam.
But my point is I
like
think
you got to play now.
But the way right. they started game 4, both of them were bad, but I thought that they were going to win game 4. And I think they thought that, too.
Golden State, you're saying.
Yes, Golden State.
Right.
But I think in their mind, they were like, yeah, we'll split, go back, and the best of 3, we're going to need you, KD. We're going to, you know, that's Golden State thinking. That's not anybody from Toronto.
I think you're right.
So I think they're in their mind, they're going, okay, we split in Toronto. We're going to split here. And then,
best
you know, we're going to need you in games 5, 6, or 7, something like that. And then they end up losing convincingly game 3 and game 4 halftime. It was kind of a junky game to start either one of them, and then the Raps got going. So after game 4, they're like, hold on a second, KD, like,
yeah,
get the shoes on, get out in the gym, like, we are going to need you here,
right,
if it's not too late.
Which again,
I think
that's the way it played out, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it played out. That says something about their psyche. Kevin Durant is in one spot over here. He hasn't been affected by this necessarily because he hasn't been in the grind.
Right.
Steph Curry, you know, you watching him on Friday night walk out of Oracle, it was like, who is that guy? Klay Thompson, like, these guys aren't talking smack anymore. Like, they really are not talking smack. They were so confident, and we all understand why, and it's a confidence that I appreciate.
Right. Yeah, they're in a jam now.
But now they're like, what the hell is this?
Well,
like, this isn't normal. Like, these guys came in and smacked us around in the second half when they had a big lead in the first half.
Now you got to finish
smacked
it off.
Smacked them around.
That's the thing.
Absolutely, and I think it's imperative you do it tonight because of Durant. Let's say he's playing at 75% tonight. If Golden State gets a win, that's 2 more days off.
And he's going to be at
85%.
Right.
And Oracle will be rocking. Then on Sunday.
No, I
hear you. I'm just saying. That's the reality.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about jinxing or whatever.
It's not a do or die.
No,
but
you don't have to get it, but you should get it tonight.
You got to do it on you know, your home court. There's no reason not to. I know people in St. Louis said that yesterday.
Man,
I thought
not do what they did. It was almost like they thought that they were, like, you got to be confident and hopeful and whatever, but you can't have the fake press releases released out to the public where it's like Stanley Cup champ.
But
did you see those?
But that's
that
the business side. That's not
it?
The player
whatever
side.
Whatever it was, you just can't have that released.
It's St. Louis Post-Dispatch. But ultimately, like I was saying, the business, they have to. Like, if you're the Raptors,
I know you got to prep that stuff.
You've got
to
prep
that. But
you
don't
do.
Let, you just, but that the players, was amateur hour. Don't do that.
But the players, that's the biggest thing. You can't tell me that going into last night's game, the players in St. Louis are going, we can win a Stanley Cup tonight. You can't tell me driving to the Scotiabank Center Arena today that
they
it's
know
not
Larry
in the back
O'Brien's
of
the
it's going to be. But how you are able to lock that out and play your game, that's what special players do. I think a guy like Kawhi would be fine with it. Players that maybe have not been in this situation, they've handled the duress so far in the first 4 games. I don't see a reason why they wouldn't. But it's only human nature to go, because your parents, your friends, they're all here. Everyone's here.
Oh, yeah. Everyone is in Toronto.
Everyone's
tonight.
On site. So it's only human nature to allow yourself for 30 seconds, 30 minutes to dream about it. But then you got to go play. And that's what we'll see with the Raps tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about the whole St. Louis thing. That is the business side of it.
That's not on
like,
them. That's not on the player.
No, it's not like Jordan Binnington tweeted out, hey, thanks for all the support before the game. No. But, you know, at the same time, that can creep into your psyche a little bit because I think what comes with it is pressure that everyone we know, everyone we love, everyone that's a ride or die with us is here to party tonight.
Yeah.
And it's our responsibility to hand them that party.
Yeah.
And
there's hats made. That had the logo on it. Like,
I felt bad for people in St. Louis last night. I did, because that was a real opportunity again for that city to just light up.
They may still win.
They
you never
still
know,
can.
Because they're 9-3 on the road.
Yep.
But that's an opportunity. Just like we'll go back to the Leafs in the first round. Game 6.
Exactly
in
the
your
same.
Building. An opportunity to wrap it up. And Boston goes in and plays very solid.
Well, who's the favorite for Game 7?
Boston.
It's got to be Boston.
Well, it is Boston, but the only thing...
I don't care what St. Louis record is. It's got to be Boston. They got the mojo. They got the mo. They got the mo back.
Two things that I would only point to, and it's easy to make a case for Boston because last night their big boys showed up, including Chara.
All of them. Chara, Marchand, like, Bergeron,
Rask,
goaltender.
Rask was brilliant. But... Binnington, after a loss in the playoffs, has been fantastic. And the Blues are 9-3 on the road. So I think that's what Craig Berube's trying to sell to them. Hey, we've won two games there already. Tough to win a third one, though.
Yeah.
That'll be a challenge.
They did it against Winnipeg in the first round. They won three games in Winnipeg.
But,
well, I'm not saying it's a heavy favorite.
And that's if the Raptors lost tonight, Nick Nurse can go, hey, we just won two games there 5 days ago.
Yeah. Well, like you can go back to the Milwaukee series.
Right.
Like after game two against Milwaukee, the Raptors are 7-1, and they're 3-0 on the road against Milwaukee and Golden State. You know, two of the other top three teams in the league.
So
clearly, the three best teams in the league all year have been Golden State, Milwaukee, and Toronto.
Yeah.
And the Raptors are 7-1. And, you know, that is one difference here between the previous rounds is they found themselves dealing with adversity. A lot of it's self-inflicted. They haven't had a letdown, quote-unquote. You know, you could argue game two. Game two, they let that 18-0 run go, obviously. But, you know, game one, they outplayed them, basically had the lead pillar to post. Game three and game four really weren't that close once you got to the second half.
Yeah.
Where against Philly, it went 7. Milwaukee, it still went 6, and you dropped the first two games.
There was only one, like, in the playoffs – since the Raptors started, you can think of two duds. Wasn't there one in...
There was one in Philly in Game 3.
Orlando,
one
Game
in,
1.
Yeah, one in Orlando.
Orlando at home, Game 1. And then in Milwaukee, Game 2, they got smoked.
So really,
and they choked
duds,
away Game like, 1. Remember, they had the lead?
Yeah, but like they've been quite consistent.
Yeah.
I think
but that's
the
what I'm saying.
Part,
they've been kind of chasing a series a little bit against...
Instead
Philly
of
and
being
Milwaukee.
On, instead of being
here
on,
now, they're
control.
Up 3-1 in control, and all the pressure is, let's face it, all the pressure is on the Raptors.
Of course.
All
close
the pressure
it off.
Is on the team that's up 3-1.
Because they understand that the team they're playing against is totally capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, take them out and get rid of this now.
Yeah.
End it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
End it tonight.
Well, and if you go with the same thought process as last game, like you figured out how to kind of slow down them a little bit. Like, you know, you got to Steph last game. The game before, he was fantastic, but nobody else around him was good.
Yep.
Last game, I mean, I thought Clay was good last game. Like, he's a fantastic player. But Steph and Clay weren't brilliant last game, and the Raps were defensively. And they had no answer. Like, Golden State had no answer.
They're, no answer.
Like I say, that I felt bad. Like, you feel bad looking. Like, Cousins is out of shape, and his timing looks off. And
well, he, though, also kind of circumvented the system a little bit. He took a cheap deal in Golden State thinking, I'll just get myself a ring.
I think
here.
He signed for $5 million.
Yeah, he did. And he had options to get more money, more term elsewhere.
More money, more. He would have signed massive dollars.
Yeah. Well, he blew his Achilles out, so I don't think he was going to get a huge amount. But New
$5 million
would have paid
for Boogie Cousins? Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm not disputing that.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying. He's sitting here looking at this, saying, "This was I was supposed to get
a layup." I tried to sign here, but you know, thinking that dynasty and all that.
Of course they're going to win. Yeah. Of course. Like, let's be honest. We've all been saying the same thing all year.
Exactly. Leading into this, like, we can't.
You can't rewrite what was said for a
year. Like, leading into this series, like, we would have been like, yeah, that's a great signing, Boogie. Do that because you're going to get a ring. So the Raptors deserve all the credit because they've played hard and they've played hungry.
They've played well. Who will be the Raptors' version of Brett Hall tonight? Is it possible to match that type of glow that he had on last night? I mean,
Drake drinks on the sidelines, but I don't think he drinks
There's a lot of big talk about that, people tweeting about it. He obviously had a good time, but really that big a deal.
Well, it's funny.
It's funny.
I don't listen.
We don't goof on that stuff all the time. We're not allowed to because it's Brett Hall.
Here's the thing.
But I can't think of an ex-Raptor that would be like...
Wasn't Jerome Williams?
JYD, but I don't know if he drink. I mean, he might. He probably does.
But like that's
it's just Brett Hall is so front and center. Like, and when you think of the Blues, you think of Brett Hall.
Yeah,
like, and he is the poster boy, though, and he is just having a great time. I love it. I'm not saying I don't love it. I'm just saying it's rare that you see it.
And it's not illegal.
I just saw some tweets. It's like, oh, like, look at this guy. Like, what is he? It's like,
so what?
He's having a good time. He loves the St. Louis Blues.
As long as he didn't fight a fan or drive the Zamboni. Like,
I can't think of a former Raptor that would.
Who would be the equivalent?
I don't know. Like, Grappler said Charles Oakley, but I don't think of Oakley as
Do you even associate him as a Raptor?
No, that's the truth.
I saw this yesterday.
There's no comparison to Brett Hall. It would be like DeMar DeRozan showing up tonight and just being
oiled.
The drunkest human
absolutely
on earth.
Oiled.
I saw this. Now, I was waiting for you guys to weigh in on this. Again, this is cart before the horse, but if the Raptors win, there's a plan to give rings to people who are not on the team anymore.
Well, guys who were traded this year. That's what I saw.
Yeah, Valanciunas and
like DeLon Wright. And
you think they get a ring?
I think they do, but I think that might be league protocol. Like, if you played 40-plus games with the team,
you get a
ring. They got traded at the deadline.
I know, but they're not on the team.
No, I know that, but who should get a ring more? Valanciunas, who played every night and played a lot.
I don't think DeMar DeRozan wants a ring.
Oh, no, DeRozan's not getting it.
He
wasn't here this year.
It's for people who played games for the Raptors this year but are not on the roster anymore, got traded.
I say no ring for anybody. Sorry.
Greg Monroe would get a ring, and he was trying to knock him out in that Philly series. I think it's league protocol, and I'll say this. I think...
But you didn't go through the process. You were not in the playoffs.
Okay.
Why do you no?
But there are guys.
Don't say they deserve a ring.
Do you think Jeremy Lin deserves a ring?
Huh?
Jeremy Lin.
He played in games. He's on the team.
But
that's just the way it goes. You can't say that some guy.
I don't think Jeremy
that played 12 exhibition games and then got traded deserves a ring. That's garbage.
I'm not even saying he deserves. I'm just it's a fact
here,
that they're getting the ring.
No, I don't. I thought I read that yesterday. Am I wrong?
I played for Carolina for 10 years. They won a cup the year I left. I deserve a ring.
You were there. You got traded the year before. You
weren't on the team. You weren't on the team the year they won the cup.
I don't care. According to you, I deserve a ring.
Dude, no, it's not my decision.
It's not him.
I'm not handing out the rings. I'm
if
not
any guy,
up.
Like any guy that played on the team and got, like Jonas Valanciunas, he would say, I don't deserve a ring.
You think he wouldn't take the ring? Why would you not take a ring?
Also, he's going to go to a bar like 2 years later and say, this is my ring. I won a championship. I actually didn't play. I got traded for a guy that helped him win, but... Like, are you?
Do you think Eric Moreland deserves a ring? The guy hasn't I don't even think he puts on a uniform.
But he's on the
team.
Dude,
he's part of the team.
Like,
he's part of the team.
You're right. Like, Jeremy Lin is the interesting one because
to say that these guys that
I'm saying they deserve it as much as guys who are.
That is part of the heartbreak as an athlete. You're the guy that goes to get somebody else, and then they win, and you got to watch them do it. You don't get a ring too.
So you're saying it would be patronizing, or I don't understand your stance. You're saying that Valanciunas should say no. That's an insult.
Let's just sum it up, big picture, okay? You're not on the team when they won.
Right.
You don't get a ring.
I understand that.
And if you were part of the team at Christmas time, you got moved, you don't get a ring.
Okay. Well, like, I'm telling you, they literally are getting a ring if they win it. It's not my decision. Like,
they're not. They're not getting a ring.
I believe it.
Yeah,
like, I saw.
You think Jonas Valanciunas is getting a ring if they win the championship?
I didn't write the article. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Do you think he's getting a ring if they win?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I think if they win,
no, he's not.
They said, but I thought I read it. Like,
Jamie, I don't care who wrote the article. He's not getting a ring. He didn't didn't play a game in the playoffs.
But it's actually like it's somebody MLSC. Yeah. Is
what is he? Like, yeah. Masai's like Oprah now. You get a ring. You get a ring.
Well,
you
never had a ring. Like,
what about a minority owner?
Yeah.
A guy who owns 2% of the...
Gets it, for sure. He's
but part of the... He put up money.
That's completely different.
How is it different?
Well, ownership's
blood,
different.
Sweat, and tears. The players got out there with a jersey on and was a part of the ride, even though they didn't ask to be traded. You're telling me some guy... The idiot in Golden State, he'll get a ring if they storm back and win.
Yeah, for sure. Because
I'm telling you right now, that's an investment. Valentinus is not getting a ring.
Here's the thing. I would defend that.
He's not
getting
a ring.
My understanding is... I want to say this. I don't want to speak out of turn, but when Boston won the Cup in 2011... I thought I heard like 580 people, the Zamboni guy got a ring and all that.
They do.
So
yeah, they were there the whole year.
I think Jack and Leo will get rings. I thought I read broadcasters who've covered the team.
I think you're right.
We'll get a version of it.
It'll be a lower level.
Like, there's going to be tiers.
They're not getting 400 diamonds. And,
right. There's going to be tiers. Again, we're cart before the horse, but what I'm saying is I read this piece.
If we have Nick Nurse on after they win a title, you've got to ask for a ring.
I'm going to ask him to play the guitar.
I'll be disappointed if you don't.
Well,
ask
we cover
for
the
ring.
Team too. We're broadcasters.
That's
we get
right.
some sort of.
I'm the voice of the NBA in Canada,
yeah. according to Dwayne Casey. Yes, good. Job,
I want a
Ryan.
Ring from the Hurricanes.
No,
I deserve one.
All I want is if Nick Nurse wins. If they win, he's got to come on. He told us he can play the guitar.
He's got to follow.
We got to hold him.
Follow
to that.
Through on
so
that.
So we've got to clip that sound.
That was a promise.
That was a promise.
If we win a title.
Maybe we'll get him in studio.
That's what he said, though. You got to come in with your guitar, man. He's coming a guitar guy if they win a title.
Fantastic.
And he's got to play a couple of songs.
Good.
I mean, we'll sing along with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we won't leave hang him out to dry.
Margarita.
Call
Bill
up the Red something. Rocket. Who's the guy that played for San Antonio and Toronto?
Matt Bonner.
Bonner.
Yeah, but he won rings. He
I
won
get
the
it,
team
but I want to ask him if there was guys that got traded, if they got rings too.
Does James texting in, does Drake get a ring? If
you know they're giving him one.
He'll get one for sure, but
giving him one.
I probably. Wouldn't give him one, but he deserved one.
Like someone else texting in. Hayes wants everyone to get a participation badge.
Yeah, Jonas Valanciunas, give him a ring.
I don't know why you have something against him.
I don't, but it's like you get traded. That's part of the heartbreak of being an athlete. You're the guy that you're not a part of it.
I'm not the jeweler. I'm not the guy who's paying the check.
I know, but you actually think he deserves one.
No, I never said that. Not once have I said
he deserves. There was twice he said it last
time. I've said he deserves as much as someone who hasn't touched the floor.
You just said he deserves one as much as a minority owner. The guy owns the team.
Exactly. What the hell has he done?
Well, he put
nothing.
Money up.
He pays the bills.
No, he doesn't. Dude, he doesn't do anything.
Honestly, I can't.
You think that goon Mark Stevens pays Steph Curry?
No, but
you think Steph Curry even knows that guy's first name?
He probably put. How much do you think he paid to buy into Golden State?
Probably $80 million or something.
So that's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing.
Well, it's cash, man. He's got $2.5 billion. What is any billionaire can just be like?
No, I just walked
million.
In the building, took a dump, and he said, "I want to be a part."
LeBron
owner,
is a minority owner of Liverpool. Do you think he's getting some? What does he deserve? Well, he's probably never even been over there.
But I.
Yeah, but if they win, he'll get a ring.
Owners are part of it. But owners are a different story. I think you're talking players. Like the players, I personally, like the closest thing I've ever been to that is I was in 04, I was traded at the deadline for Chris Simon. The Flames went to the finals and lost in game 7 to Tampa Bay. If had they won the cup that year, I wouldn't have expected a ring, and I wouldn't have accepted it because I wasn't on the team.
You know what?
Why would you not accept a free ring?
Because it's not my. I wouldn't have felt like I own.
Give
it
to your mom.
I would have put it in the safe.
What if Boston wins a cup tomorrow? Does that Donato kid get a ring?
I don't know. He never played with them really this year, didn't he?
Oh, really? No, he didn't. Of course he did.
Yeah, he was in the American Hockey League.
No, he got called.
He played. He got a ring.
I don't know, man.
No, give him a ring, though.
Like, what do I look like to you, Jerry Bettman? Yeah, I'm not making the decisions.
Give him a ring, though. He played for the team. Who did Johansson get traded for from New Jersey? Like a second round, that guy should get, whoever that pick is.
A future draft pick.
Give him a ring.
Yeah.
Future give him a ring.
Draft pick.
Hey, it's positive Monday. We got a great game going.
But I just want Valanciunas to get a ring. He deserves one.
Someone texted me and saying, you guys are talking as if the game and the series is already over.
Exactly.
We're
that's
not
what
doing
I said.
That.
We're be
not
careful. Doing that. Careful.
That guy deserves a ring, too.
We're not doing that. Dude, I don't care. I would take a ring. You know I would have no problem with taking a ring.
If they called and said, you get a media ring, I'll take it.
I don't deserve it, but I'll take it.
I'll mispronounce his name,
Raptors.
But the car dealer.
Nav. Superfan Nav. Got to give him a ring.
He'll get a ring.
He deserves a ring.
All right.
Nav will get one.
We're getting way too carried away.
Exactly.
We're handing out rings that are not our rings.
And they haven't won anything yet.
The series is at 3-1. Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Give Vince Carter a ring.
Hayes is a proponent for a loser's race. Someone texting in. I do enjoy a loser's race.
That's your ring. We'll say loser's race with Pat Quinn's face on it.
Craig texting in. Does Duffy get a ring? Jumped on in the NBA final.
Yeah, well, if Duffy gets one, Rob Black gets a bigger one.
Chris Bosh?
I think Duffy gets a toe ring.
Do they make those?
What do you think? Duffy gets a toe ring.
Yeah.
Bosh gets a pinky toe ring.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Rod Black gets the King Daddy topper.
Rod the Bod's coming up. We'll get his take on what kind of energy he expects in the building tonight.
Let's not bring this argument to Rod.
No, we won't. We wouldn't waste his time with such stupidity.
Duffy gets
only
a
our
nose
own
ring.
Time.
Well, Duffy gets a nose
Duffy
ring.
Duffy gets a nose ring. It says "We the North." That I would definitely support.
I just said you bothered me with the Valentine. It's like
really, I didn't notice that. I thought you were very stable throughout the whole conversation.
Also, now today's another episode. My head's exploding.
Yeah, Matt Foley, you've been down in the basement eating cheese and drinking coffee for 5 hours, and I just put a quarter in.
Oh, I love it.
He brought it up. Start yelling at him.
I thought it was a cool piece that I read.
Yeah.
It's the word piece, man.
My ass, you guys read a piece.
I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
All right, Rod Black coming up. Chris Bosh tonight. Game 5, you can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Tip-off at 9, pregame at 7 p.m. with the Tapman and Dwayne Watson live from Scotiabank. We're teeing it up all afternoon. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, Game 5 tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Tip-off at 9, pregame at 7 p.m. Jurassic Park is... he's loaded down there. You see the guy, basically right when the final buzzer went on Friday night, he packed up and made his way down to Jurassic Park.
Underpants, though? Like, what is his deal? Like,
I don't know.
He's camping.
I want to know what he does for a living. Like, how do you, like, no job?
I don't know.
That's your kicker. You love that. He's like, what does this guy do for a living?
What if he's, like, really successful? Will that matter then? Or?
Well, it will. Because I'd like to know how he can just... like, I always wonder, like, these protesters and stuff, like, what do? Like, I call in work, you call in and go, I got to take 2 days off here so I can go stand outside with a sign. Like, I don't understand.
Like, live in my underpants and go to the
You're right.
Game.
The guy's probably an online whiz and has
his own company.
I don't know
what he's doing, but he showed up 72 hours ago. It was
impressive.
On Saturday and Sunday. The weather is hot garbage in Toronto today.
Terrible. But it was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, but still, I don't understand the allure, but I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate the dedication. My assumption would be, the guy said, I can't miss it. You know, maybe he's been a super fan for 24 years.
Yeah.
Or just loves being in the action.
And his boss was like, go. We know you've been there. So.
Or he's entitled to days off. I don't know, man. I don't even know who the guy is. I don't know what he does. But maybe he's a trust fund guy, and he's got billions in the bank, and he's like, this is what I want to do.
What's the guy? Mark Stevens?
Mark Stevens.
Stevens' brother.
Marlins man who's worth a fortune and just flies around. And
behind home plate every playoff game.
All the time.
With gorgeous women.
No one wonders what that guy's doing with his life. Like, he's
just always there. Yeah, but he's not standing
there.
In line for 72 hours for tickets.
No.
Or to be outside the arena. That's my point.
Right. Well, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just... you know, I think you got to credit the
You have to
commitment.
Respect it. You have to respect the effort. Absolutely. I'd like to know what the guy... I'd like to know what his
well,
life's
sure
all about.
Well, I'm sure someone's down there that's going to write that story. I mean, it writes
for sure,
writes
the Athletic
itself.
Or whatever. I'd love to just
someone's
know
gonna write it.
The story. Like, we've seen a lot of cool stories come out of the playoffs. Like, the superfan, Nav. Like, the guy's been at every game. And
everyone's known him for 24 years, but...
but
he's on more of a national, international
right, but I'm saying, like,
now.
That guy who's standing in line for 72 hours, I'd like to know his backstory.
Yeah, so would I. Maybe Rod Black knows.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's our main man, Rod Black, ahead of Game 5 tonight. Do you know what that guy does for a living, the guy that showed up 72 hours ago to Jurassic Park?
Are you talking about a Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so didn't somebody give them tickets today?
I hope so. That would be
Did you guys not hear that?
I think a grocery store went down there and said, here's some tickets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
I don't know if I'd want to sit next to them, mind you. 72 hours without a shower is a long time.
Well, maybe he was
same underpants, everything.
I hope he had a little time to slide home and get a shower.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Hey, I think it's great. I saw those people the other day. the last couple of days of practice, and they are diehards. And I'm going to tell you, they're just not young people that you think, okay, well, they're not doing anything, you know, they're skipping out of school or something like that. No, these, like, we're talking diverse. I mean, we're talking age difference. We're talking people from different parts of the world. I think somebody down there is from New Zealand. And I saw a mother and a son the other day from Montreal who flew to Golden State, and they were on the plane back with us. And they got tickets to the game at Oracle. And, you know, I could tell that, you know, that was a big, big ticket. And when they heard about Jurassic Park, they got in line. And they've been there, I think, over the last 48 hours. And it's heartwarming to see. I mean, I don't – hopefully they won't get rained on tonight. I mean, that would be disastrous. But, you know, that tells you a lot about the Raptor fans. And I think it also tells you about Canadian sports fans who want to be something, because guess what? We've been starving for a championship north of the border.
Roddy, speaking of a championship – if they get it done tonight, and we were talking in the last segment.
I heard you.
Would you get a ring?
I'm going to get a nipple ring.
Yeah,
because when I get so excited at these games, my nipples get erect. That's how it works.
I love that.
I'm being serious. Would you and Jack?
I don't know. I know some people have said that, you know, the broadcasters get rings. I'm a little uncomfortable with all that stuff. I don't.
Would you request a nipple ring?
I do know that the front office people get rings. And everybody in the organization gets a ring. I'm not sure about that trade thing. I think that does pertain in some sports. I'm not sure it pertains here. But I will tell you, I think there's also an option. What they do is they'll send out letters. You can get a ring, but you have to pay for it. So I'm not sure. I am not sure. And
I would pay for it. If I got a letter, I definitely
should get a ring. The Raptor mascot definitely should get a ring. You know, the PA announcer should get it. All those year oneers. I was a year oneer, but I didn't do every single game. I mean, my man Leo's been down there every single time. I just give him a ring just so that he can wear it out at the beach or something. You know, like you imagine Leo with that bobble on and his Speedo on. I mean, come on.
Oh, he would post that all over every social media platform.
Yeah, T-back his dog in the ring.
Yeah.
Are you guys sure you want to be talking about rings and parades and
no,
all that?
Listen,
based on,
no,
based
not
on
at all.
What happened to the St. Louis? Is it Dispatch yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the kiss of freaking death. Here's the thing. I cannot see the Raptors losing an NBA title. I would bet my garage. Could I see them losing tonight? Yeah, I mean, that could happen, but I can't see them losing three games in a row. I mean, the way they played, guys, they've won seven of the last eight games against the top two teams, and they've made it look easy at times, including the last game. So, you know, I think they're focused and ready. The crowd will be crazy tonight. I love who's singing the Canadian national anthem.
The fans. You know,
fans, I love that.
That is perfect.
It's a great idea.
You know, nothing against Walk Off the Earth and the Tenors, and they were all great. But, you know, that building rocks when the fans sing it. And I hope they just have an empty microphone there and say, hey, here it is, let it go. Because I do think that rattles the opposition a little bit.
Well, do you expect the Raptors to be rattled at all by the idea of Kevin Durant playing tonight?
Yes. Yeah, I do, for sure. And again, and the only reason, and I'm still not convinced, you guys, but I've watched this guy play. And as much as we gush and we talk about Kawhi Leonard, and he is without a doubt one of the best players, if not the best player on the planet right now. Kevin Durant is right there, or maybe even a notch higher. We've all talked about Kawhi Leonard being like Michael Jordan, and I really do believe that in many ways. But Kevin Durant is unlike any other player who's ever played this game. He is an unstoppable force offensively. I don't think, you know, with the injury, he's going to be that way. But a guy who can shoot the ball the way he does, he's clutch. He's won the finals MVP the last 2 years. I mean, he is a killer. He is a great, great player. And even at 50%, I don't think he'll be 50. I would say probably about 60 to 70%. I still think 60 to 7% of Kevin Durant is worth more than sometimes 100% of the opposition that he might be faced against, particularly in a matchup. I mean, he is that good. So, yeah, I think there's concern. I think the Raptors will have to adjust. Do I think they can win? Yeah, I do.
With Rod Black ahead of Game 5 tonight, tip-off at 9 right here on TSN Radio. I got a lot of faith in Nick Nurse, though. You know, going at Kevin Durant or devising a game plan to not necessarily stop him but neutralize him or put all the focus on him.
Yeah, maybe
what happened with Steph Curry in Game 3, where they let him go off, but they stopped everybody else. Klay Thompson in Game 4 had himself a night, and it was like, okay, that's fine. We'll adjust, and we'll make everyone else's life difficult. I think the adjustments he's been making have been on display. They've been fairly obvious at times, not so obvious at other times. But I think Nick Nurse has done a remarkable job. And I got a lot of faith in him game planning for Kevin Durant, whether it's at 70%, 80%, 100%. I think he's going to devise a plan tonight. That doesn't mean it's going to work necessarily, but you know that's what he's been waiting for. He's waiting for this guy to get in the game and come up with some sort of game plan on him.
Brian, you're spot on. And by the way, he's been game planning from before the series began, even before they knew that they would go here. I mean, that's what assistants do as well. They put out scouting reports. And, you know, by the way, Kevin Durant did play a game against the Raptors this year, and the Raptors beat him. But, you know, I kind of do the math on all this stuff. Like, you know, go by point totals. If Steph gets like 30, you know, and Clay goes 25 and Durant goes another 25, that's, you know, those are points. They're going to have to make the deficit up with their bench. And by the way, Raptors bench has been killing their bench. They're not getting any contributions from anybody else. And Draymond Green's going to have to step up. I know he's a triple-double guy, but they're going to have to get more points. It's simple. The Raptors have been slowing it down, playing tremendous defense. And I saw it, I think I talked to you guys, I saw it after game three. I thought the Warriors in their eyes, when you saw them, they looked rattled. After game four, I thought they looked gutted. And that could be a temporary thing. Remember, they're champions. And we've been down this road before, and you've seen it. You know, you guys have all seen it, either when you played or when you watched. And, you know, when you've got somebody and that one team is more confident and focused than the other, and here's the other word, believes. This team really believes. And it goes back, Hayes, to what you said. Nick Nurse has this team believing. He is the ultimate player's coach, and I don't think he's gotten enough credit from around the league. He should be a Coach of the Year candidate, for sure. I don't know why they even bother awarding a Coach of the Year until the playoffs are over. The Coach of the Year, in my mind, in every sport, is the guy who won the damn trophy.
Roddy, just quickly, before we go, I think about the Carolina Hurricanes winning the Stanley Cup, having a Game 7 in their own building. And for so many years, and you've been doing it since Game 1, like, they've just been another team in the league. Is like, what is the feeling like? It's just the Raptors for so long, I know they had some, you know, series against LeBron and Cleveland, but they've just been another team in the league where you see other teams win championships. It must be kind of special going to that rink tonight, or the arena.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, old dog. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it is special. I know we don't play and we're not homers, but you know what? It makes it more special when you've covered something for so long and you see it finally come to fruition and you've watched this journey, the years, the chapters, the years of almost being there, the years of sucking large. Yeah. And
the other group anymore.
No, they're not. And, you know, hey, how many times have we talked over the last few years, guys, talking playoffs? And the Raptors were just happy to be there and see how long this thing goes. And make no mistake, not having LeBron in the conference this year has been, you know, that's been an added bonus. But you just feel right now, the Raptors not only belong, they belong on top.
Yeah,
it's not by any fluke. Yeah, the Warriors are beaten up, and somebody might put an asterisk on that. That's crap. They are playing great, great basketball, and they deserve to win the title. But they've got to get this done. The hardest thing, as you guys know, is to close.
Yeah.
And so whatever we've seen, and hey, who knows? Anything can happen. Injuries can happen. You know, you think about the other night. The Warriors could have been up by 20, and then we're talking a completely different series, and they should have been up by 20 if they could have, you know, hit the ocean, but they didn't. But the Raptors D and Kawhi Leonard has just brought a sense of chill to this team that has permeated every player, and, you know, you've got to like their chances. You've got to like their chances here tonight.
Enjoy it tonight, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
All right. You bet, guys. Enjoy it. I'm getting my nipple ring ready.
Yep. Nipple ring. It will be sized and ready to go.
Hayes is getting a nose ring.
It'll be a large.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can bank on that, buddy. There he is. Rod Black, our main man, heading down to Scotiabank Arena ahead of Game 5 tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Tip off at 9, pregame at 7. Chris Bosch will join us in a couple of hours. Ray Ferraro, who I believe is in Boston.
He'd be so crusty.
Yeah.
What if the team contacted you and said, we'll give you a Raptors earring. Would you?
Well, what would that do for me? I would take it, but I'm not.
No,
I don't
would you
wear
pierce
it.
Your ear?
No, of course not.
Regift it.
Yeah, I would regift it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would take anything for free. Why would you not take it for free?
I would pierce my ear.
You would? No, you wouldn't.
For a Raptor ring? I don't see it.
Yeah, if I could say this is a Raptor championship, I was a broadcaster. There's.
Are you?
You know what I would do is I would put it on like a necklace and I would wear that with pride. That's the move.
We'll I would something. Regift it. I
yeah, probably. Something. Rain about 20 minutes. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. All right, so there has been an update on the status of David Ortiz, who is back home in the Dominican Republic and was shot last night and went basically, clearly went right to the hospital on emergency surgery.
It's crazy, man.
And yeah. The latest report, courtesy of NBC, serious internal injuries. He was shot in the back. They had to remove his gallbladder and part of his intestine, and his liver was also damaged. So he's in stable condition, but he's in the ICU. And I guess the Red Sox, like, sent their plane down to pick him up, and I think they sent down their head surgeon as well, I believe.
That's a big league move. Like,
well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But, I mean, the damage is done now, and the surgery has been performed. So you hope that he gets out of this and he's okay. I don't know what they can do for him in Boston. I mean, hopefully they can.
And we don't know the backstory. We don't know who the guy was or what happened, but that's scary stuff, man.
Yeah. It is scary. That's
really is scary.
Like, you get shot in the back. Like, there's a little bit of closed caption video online and watching it. It's just horrifying. And then, you know, the people in the bar, they take it upon themselves to do a little bit of retribution and tuning the guy up outside.
Well, I mean, he is obviously a national hero down there.
Yes.
They were just like, come get it. Like, just come get our guy and the Red Sox legend. And
yeah.
That's when you know you're.
Yeah. But I'm saying in the Dominican, he is as big as it gets. I mean, yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of former ball players that are hugely popular down there, but
scary
it sounds
stuff,
like
man.
He
to
is
think
kind
like
of
he's out having a good time, and who knows what happened though.
Yeah, we don't know the back. Like you used the word backstory. We don't know because it didn't look like a robbing. Like he's just sitting.
Well, that was the initial report that it was like a botched armed robbery, and that
dude,
was
it couldn't
clearly
have been
not
that.
The
from
case.
The video, it was yeah. like,
well, how do you get shot in the back if it's a
and the guy
armed
runs
robbery?
Away and
well, yeah. you're sitting there. He just looked like he was sitting there, just hanging out with his buddies and
right.
get shot. Like it's
yeah,
just,
it's a scary situation.
Horrifying.
But we're
either way,
you
hope
you know,
that he's all right. That's
yeah, and even though you know he was a Red Sox and he was a nemesis in Toronto, he's such a beloved figure in the sports world. Like.
This
you
is
know.
Real life, yeah. They, well, this isn't about...
Totally. You and know. You would say this about anybody that was in that situation.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's no connection to Toronto, but I get the impression like a lot of people here, you know, are thinking about the guy and talking about the guy.
For sure.
Clearly. It's
yeah.
a really scary situation.
For sure.
You know?
Even if you're a baseball fan, period. Like this.
Oh,
this
you're
is
the biggest
guy.
Yankee fan, Blue Jays fan. Like, they're in the same division. They played...
Exactly.
He would have
there
played in Toronto
of
hundreds
of times.
Tweets
saying, Yankees Nation, best wishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the real life stuff.
Yeah, and you'd say that about anybody,
about anybody
in that situation.
In yeah.
So,
agreed.
You know, if there's any more updates, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with Big Poppy, but hopefully he gets back to Boston and hopefully can get up on his feet at some point as well.
By the way, Grappler does the games on the radio. He's behind the scenes. He'll get a ring.
Yeah, he might. He's down there. He's right in the trenches, man. He's courtside during
yes.
the game. Yeah. Ray Ferraro in about 20 minutes. We'll get his take on Game 6 last night and start teeing up Game 7 of the Cup Final. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.